And on the subject of the weekend, here's something which was worrying and concerning up in the west of the city. I want to speak to Sinn Féin Councillor Stephen Corr. Councillor Corr, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How's things?
Very well, Stephen. The Falls Park, it can be the nicest place in the world and can also be a nightmare. 100 youths involved in fighting on one of the nights there.
Yeah, well, you're spot on. The Falls Park is a beautiful part of the city. It's a very tranquil and serene place. You know, on Saturday afternoon we had a superhero fun day. I do the park run on Saturday myself sometimes. It's a fantastic park, but at night time, you sort of have this sort of night time. When the gates get closed at the weekend, there's a lot of young ones getting into it. And what they're doing is it's sort of been elevated. There's everything from lighting fires and bringing wheelie bins. And we actually had a report the other week of people bringing wheelie bins, pushing them over the wall, empty wheelie bins into the Falls Park and setting them alight on the main road in it, and also up at the children's playground. So there's the actual playground play facilities in it at the moment have been closed for quite a lot of the last 6 months because they've been damaged. They're setting fires beneath them and stuff like that. So we constantly appeal to young people and parents. And actually, and peer groups, peers amongst that group, to say, this is your park. We're out fighting every week within council to get extra resources, to get extra facilities, to get new things built in it, new pitches and new, you know, facilities in it. And at the weekend, the last weekend especially, it's been trashed. And what the council have to do is go in on a Saturday morning and a Sunday morning, clean up all the rubbish, which, you know, it takes out of the budget. But the worrying thing wasn't Friday night there. When I was called by a local member of our party who had told me that they were putting the flower beds out. So they were putting the flower beds out putting all the big plants out of flower beds and throwing them in the park, but more worryingly on the cars, passing cars on the Falls Road. They sort of congregated around the front of the main entrance into it, and they were pelting people walking past and people driving past. And a few people got out to remonstrate with them, and one guy had to get out to remonstrate with them, and he got attacked. You know, he got attacked at the guys just facing it. So I appealed again, as I always do, on a Saturday morning for parents, because we actually had cases here of parents dropping their children off outside it. And we are very worried about the amounts of alcohol that are being taken in it, drug taken in it, and also, you know, some very unsavory characters, men in their 30s and 40s in there as well. So we're appealing to parents, speak to your children. We're not trying to criminalise children here, because we know there's over 100 in it. Not all of them are doing up to no good, but out of that 100, none of them should be there. They're trespassing. They shouldn't be in the park at night time. And it's an unsafe place to be, but when you get that types of crowd in it, when you get alcohol in it, when you get drugs in it, it is an unsafe place for young people to be in. And we're appealing again to parents to sit down and speak to their children and tell them to stay out of the Falls Park.
Yeah,
sure,
and it's a poor form of parenting if you're dropping your kids off at a park that they shouldn't be in at night, and you know darn rightly that they're going to be blue bagging or worse up in the park. And a guy was actually hit with a flick stick, one of these almost like police batons, wasn't it?
Yeah, those extendable flick sticks. Yeah, I haven't spoke to the guy in person, but I know a few people who have spoke to him. He got to demonstrate, and he said that he got attacked. He was very lucky. He got surrounded by a group of young ones. So that's the more sinister side to it, that there's weapons are being brought into it. And when I was actually there on Friday, I was there twice on Friday night. The first time I was there, I was pretty quiet. But you could see these sort of shadows and these sort of figures sort of pushing back into the Falls Park. I felt quite ashamed that I showed my lights of the car and the police didn't have enough numbers. I don't think they didn't go into it early on. I got on to them again, and it was an hour or so before they were able to get the numbers up to go in and eventually clear it. But what happens whenever the police go into it? It's a scattering match. It's a fast site. So it's very difficult to police, or it's very difficult as well for council staff. You know, I'd have concerns about our staff and in there. You know, such guys who are park wardens and girls who are just park attendants. They shouldn't be put in. We try to do a lot more preventative stuff, and we did that on Saturday night. We put, you know, park staff there. It's much better to be preventative at 6 and 7 and 8 o'clock at night than to try and deal with the aftermath of 100 young teenagers at 10 o'clock and stuff like that. So
is there any way of securing it, or is that just an impossible thing to do?
Too big a site to secure, but one of the interesting things, like, you know, Frank, the Dunvo Park on down the Falls Road, when it was being recently refurbed, there was a debate, you know, to put like a sort of a 10-foot fence around it, and they didn't. The experts told us, you put a smaller fence, and we put a smaller fence around it, actually the damage in the Dunvo Park has been minimal.
Yeah.
It's also a good lot of community support and stuff, but high fences don't necessarily create safe places. It creates a safer place for the young people to be in behind, because people can't get in, know that they feel more secure they're behind a high fence. So high fences aren't the answer to this. It's more or less around, you know, you could put that 20-foot fence around the whole Falls Park, which is virtually impossible, but you still wouldn't So, but the problem lies with young people and their parents speaking to them and saying, stay out of these places, because we have a very transient youth culture in West Belfast, which the Falls Park is getting. It's our turn this last few weeks. A few weeks before, it was up in Colonnery. It's sort of very transient going about. And that argument as well, there's nothing to do. That doesn't add up, because across the street from the Falls Park is a cinema. There's a 7-screen cinema, 8-screen cinema. There's food joints. There's sure, leisure centres. Sure. You know, it doesn't add up. That thing is not
totally
for people to do.
They're spoilt. They're blooming spoilt for choice for things to do,
yep.
And yet and all they choose to visit wreck and ruin and injury on people. Stephen, one of the other things that was very much to the fore over the weekend were the security alerts. And just as I'm speaking to you, there's a security alert in Lagmore Drive in Dunmurry. A suspicious object found in the vicinity of Christ the Redeemer Primary School. As a local representative, you have to be concerned about this.
Well, of course you do, and all public representatives do have to be concerned about that. At the weekend as well, the resources were being, on Saturday evenings, the resources were diverted to a bomb scare in Anderson's Town, meant that the police couldn't go into the Falls Park. So it has an impact not only on, you know, the actual dealing of the actual incidents themselves, but it means that issues around anti-social, anti-community behaviour can't be dealt with, because police forces are tied up and tied down, securing areas around sort of bomb scares and stuff. Now, some of them, it's not to say, the one this morning, I've only really just got picked up word about it there now. It's crazy. You know, it's not wanted in our area, and it has no purpose to it. And it actually, it means the whole flow of life in West Belfast gets bogged down, dragged down, and it's definitely isn't helpful to our communities.
And do you feel the police are worried and concerned about their own general safety now, more so in the run-up to Easter?
Well, I think that, to be honest, Frank, I think that whole sort of, you know, around the run-up to Easter is a bit of a, I don't know, I don't really buy into it. It's as far as I'm concerned, that this, if it has been a threat there, it's been there for a number of years. I don't think it's going to be increased, you know, in the run-up to Easter that anyone's going to try. I don't really buy into that. I think it's there, and it was there last year, and it's going to be there next year because there's an issue around it. I don't really buy into that thing around, you know, there's a hidden intention, there's going to be an increased threat lead up to Easter. But that's for the police to answer, not me.
Yeah, if you saw more checkpoints between now and Easter, would you see that as a necessary step, or would you see it as in some way intimidatory towards mainstream republicanism as they begin to celebrate?
No, I wouldn't say it. I wouldn't say it's a threat to mainstream Republicans. It's, to be honest, you know, the police can answer this better than I can, because it's their job too. Around increased security and checkpoints in West Belfast, it wouldn't have an impact on, you know, somebody who's going to put a suspect of ACE outside a school or wherever it was put this morning over the weekend. You know, that doesn't really add up. And mainstream Republicans, I don't even like using that term, wouldn't buy into the concept, you know, that increased police would take intentions. I couldn't say it at all.
Okay, Stephen Corr, thank you very much, councillor from Sinn Féin.